Om Shanti. During the next few days together, we are going to research with the aim to discover and ultimately experience the very essence of Gyan that is also so deep and so subtle and so rich. And although it is the essence, it feels like there is a whole universe still to discover in this very essence. And at this point of time, Baba has given all knowledge that he has in his intellect. And he has given to us everything we need to experience, to see what he experiences and what he sees. And of course, Baba's perspective is the highest perspective. And it seems that one of the blessings of this time of Confluence Age is that Gyan now is so refined. From the very start, Brahma Baba, Mama, Daddies, and then all of us, having put this time, energy to understand, to experience what Baba has been giving us during the Confluence Age. So, what is left now for us to do? Of course, we need the reminders, because still the habit of forgetting, the habit of losing awareness is still there in the soul. So we need the reminders, and these come in abundance at this point of time. Of course, every day through the Murli, but also through the classes that are available to us. So reminders are needed and they are there. But then we also need to really experiment with taking perhaps one point, 2 points at a time and going into the very depth so that we are able to see thoroughly, to experience thoroughly this aspect of Gyan, to become the masters of it. And this is what we're going to aim through our sharings together. We'll be focusing on one aspect of truth, and we will be aiming to understand it and then become the embodiment of it so that we can be this in a natural way from now on. And since Confluence Age is the age of newness anyways, why not to bring newness in our experimentations together? So whatever efforts we have put so far, they're blessed, they're fine, but the potential of each one of us is still to be discovered. And so even the capacity we have to achieve the aims we set is perhaps much more than what we have experienced so far. So for this, in order to experience this newness, a fresh energy towards the aims we focus on, we let go of any memories associated with aims we set in the past and the results we had. Letting go seems to be a good thing to do all the time for all situations. So we let go and we start afresh, clean. And of course, this research is happening in this unique laboratory of our mind. And it is a very fascinating, attractive research because the one who is encouraging us to research is God Himself. And He has given us everything we need in order to get the results. And He has guaranteed that the results are the most extraordinary, magical experience that one can have. Baba has given us clear aim and very clear method. And so what is left for us to do is to play. So our research is going to be like fun. So we start our research, our experimentation with this energy of lightness, of fun, as if it is a game that we're going to play together, but this game is a godly game and it has godly achievements, godly results. So it is the best use of time while we're playing. And the first point to research is what has already been researched over a long period of time, more perhaps than anything else. And this is the first point that Baba clarified for us, which is the self. In other words, who am I? Baba has clarified this word, I. And no matter how many times we bring the self, the I, in our awareness, if this happens in the right way, it is always such a recharging, such an fulfilling experience. And in fact, before we experience anything else, or before we aim to experiment with anything else, we have to be absolutely sure that the one who is experiencing any other aspect of knowledge is the true self, the true I. Because there is a mixture. This I is mixed. The true self is always there. But when the alloy started coming within the soul, the alloy is also there all the time. And it has taken so many forms and it has gone so deeply within the consciousness that is constantly there. So when we say I, before Baba clarifies who the I is, so when we were saying I, what we meant was basically a false I, which is a role, some kind of identification from within the drama. So let us go back to this basic aspect. And when we get this experience absolutely clear and unadulterated, then we know that any other aspect of knowledge is going to be also right and clean and unadulterated. So let us start our research by using the power of concentration and simply by giving it our attention, by bringing it in our awareness. This power is available to us because it has always been there, like all the other qualities or powers of the self. And we are going to avoid the word I, because it has been used for so many wrong identities, and like in the equations in maths, when A equals B, and if B equals C, then this implies that A equals C. In the same way, the I that has been used for all these wrong identities, if now this I is used to say, I am a soul, it would imply that all these false identities are the soul. So, in a way, we already start with a subconscious, subtle obstacle. Because it's like I say, I, the role, the name, the gender, am a soul. So we avoid all these by avoiding the word I, and we simply become aware of the soul in the way that Baba has described, and we are so fortunate to know directly from God in such a simple, clear, thorough way what the soul is. So we now see this being of light, and in order to see this being of light more clearly, we also remove all the thoughts that are related to the drama. We see the drama from another perspective, instead of seeing it as big and important and going into the details, endless details, of whatever is related to the role, we now make all of this very, very small, like a dot. In other words, we put a full stop to the drama, as if the drama is not there. And we just experiment for these next few minutes. What if there is no drama in the awareness at all? What are we left with? If there are no physical images of any kind, if there are no sounds, if there are no stories about these physical images of the bodies or the objects, if there is no pull towards the drama, if there is no drama, what are we left with? We are left with this world of silence and light. We are left with the real world, the home. And within this pure, perfectly silent home, we see this star-like being. There is no filter, there is no blockage between the one who sees this being of light and the actual being of light. Now there is nothing else in our awareness except the sweet silent home. And this star-like being, his form is point, like a point, but within this tiny point, there is a whole endless universe, silent universe of silent qualities, divine qualities. And the more we gently keep our attention on this eternal source of life, the more we discover these qualities, we discover the personality, the nature of this being. This being is an ocean of silence, and within this silence there are eternal silent qualities, the quality of fullness, deep, eternal, constant fullness, contentment, nothing lacking ever. Nothing needed ever. Can we see? Can we feel this fullness? Because we are these stars, these beings of light. So when this eternal star-like being enters the drama through the body, which is like a gate to the drama. So when this star interacts with matter, he remains full. He remains clear about who he is in a natural way. He knows that the body is not an extension of himself. He knows that any physical experience is like a gift, an extra gift. He does not need it, but it is the nature of this being to experience this physical world as a gift. He is already the seed of everything. All experiences, all qualities are already within him. But this physical world is like a platform, a PlayStation, where he can play and allow his divine qualities to stand out and to share them with others. But because he knows that at this point of time, confusion can also creep in again. So he keeps this attention not to mix himself with any role he plays or any physical object or any physical aspect of this world that he is associated with for a short time. So this being of light, the true I, enters the drama as a guest. He remains a guest. And he knows that there is an exit. He's aware of the full picture while on the stage. And he experiences his presence on the stage, constantly being the eternal being of light, eternally full and perfect. Om Shanti.